Hey everybody, welcome to Stewie's Thoughts Podcast, episode 10. We're in double figures. You! And today I'm going to give you my thoughts about the 80s. Yeah. If you were born in the 80s or if the 80s was the best time of your life, then this episode is for you. Play the motherfucking intro. So, as always, guys, I'm going to give you my thoughts about what I've been up to recently. I wasn't actually supposed to be doing this podcast today. What is it? It's the 9th of November, so it's a Saturday. I have actually got a 40th wedding anniversary to draw at later on, and I thought to myself, you know what? I'm not doing much today. I've got time to do a podcast. Let's smash one out. The initial plan was to do one tomorrow on a Sunday when I haven't got much to do, so I was like, you know what, I'm going to do one today, and I'm also going to do one tomorrow. So there you go, I'm belt-fedding these fucking podcasts out, everybody. I've got so many podcasts lined up, I might as well just start any opportunity that I have to do a podcast. I'm just going to do it. Get these out the fuck. Get the old following growing, you know, it's quicker than what I would be doing if I was just doing one podcast a week. I'm not going to be doing that. I'm going to see if I can do at least two to start off with, and then maybe in the future go down to one, who knows. Who knows? What am I, a fucking podcaster? Right, okay, so that's today. Yesterday, I was at the great and the beautiful Netley Hall. Netley Hall is a stately home which is in Shrewsbury. Dorrington. Dorrington, I think it's. I've been going there for years. Do you think I know the area it's in? It's basically on the outskirts of Shrewsbury. Some people may say it's in Shrewsbury. Some people may say it's not. Blah, 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 blah. I would just say Shrewsbury. So, Netley Hall in Shrewsbury. I've been there, fuck, I don't know how many times. I think we're talking double figures when it comes to weddings I've done there, doing caricatures. And, yeah, I'm surprised they don't charge me fucking rent, to be honest. But it's a lovely stately home. It's well organised. Like, the people who run it are just, they're all over it. I think I've mentioned them before in the podcast, but they are so organised there. Everything just goes perfectly. I don't think I've ever been to a wedding at Netley Hall and they've been really late or, you know, something's went wrong. It's boom, 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 boom. This starts at this time, that starts at that time, boom, boom, boom. So, fair play to anybody who works at Netley Hall. You're good at what you do, let me tell you. So there's a little shout out for you guys. And it was a bit of a weird one because I was there all day. So I have three packages. I've got a 3-hour package, a 4-hour package, and then a full wedding package. And the full wedding one is basically, I start drawing right after the ceremony until the wedding breakfast, then after the wedding breakfast until around 11 p.m, sort of last orders. So I am there the whole day, but there is a lot of breaks, you know, in between it. So like the wedding breakfast, that's like 2-hour break. And then you've got the cutting of the cake and then the first dance, that's about a 20-minute break. And then you've got the buffet, you know. I don't draw caricatures of people when they're eating because it's fucking, I mean, imagine me staring at you while you're eating. It's intrusive, it's not nice. So I don't draw then. So there is a lot of breaks in between then. Something happened yesterday that has never happened before whenever I do weddings, like full weddings. Normally, like venues, they will supply you with a meal. Some don't, some do. And yesterday, they were like, a few people hasn't turned up to this wedding, so we've got you a meal. And I'm like, happy days, thanks. You're on table number 5. I'm like, hang on, what? And she's like, yeah, you're on table number 5. I'm like, with the guests? And they were like, yeah, yeah, it's been requested that you join the guests. And I was like, oh, that's a bit fucking weird. And then she said to me, well, the magician, he's going to be sitting next to you. He's on table 5 as well. When she said that, I was like, do you know what? Okay, I'll do that. And then it turns out, the magician changed his mind. So there's a little lounge area, and the magician was like, no, I don't want to sit in a table with a bunch of strangers. So he was like, no, I'll just sit in the lounge area. And then they told me, whenever I went into the actual room, everybody was already seated. And the guy comes up to me, the wedding coordinator, and he was like, we've got you a table, like a seating at the table. And I was like, is it table number 5? And he's like, yeah. And I was like, okay. And he goes, the magician's there. He's not going over. He's just sitting in the lounge area. Do you want to sit in the lounge area too? maybe a little bit awkward for you. And I was like, do you know what? No, fuck that. I'm going to sit with him. So I just walked up, table number 5, and just sat down. I'm like, all right, guys. Like, proper fucking wedding crasher, what? But I sat there, had the whole 3-course meal, got to chat to everybody at the table. And it was something I actually felt for the first time, and probably all the weddings I've done, that's the only time I actually felt like a wedding guest rather than an actual performer. You know, I'm normally at the sidelines, if you like, in the lounge area while everybody's eating, and then I'm waiting for my meal, and then I'll get up, and then, you know, but then I felt like part of the family. And it was really, really nice. And do you know something? Fair play to, I think it was the photographers, they came up with the idea. So they did the same thing. I think they were in like table 7 or something. But then the 2 photographers, they went down and they sat with everybody as well. And while we were doing that, the magician was just sitting in the lounge area on his own, on his phone. And then it was pretty funny because he's a magician and there's an empty seat on the table. And, you know, me being a funny bastard that I am, I came up with about 100 fucking jokes about how he's disappeared and all this kind of shit. And everyone was laughing at the jokes, you know what I mean? So, but yeah, amazing experience there. And if I ever, you know, if somebody ever asks me again, do you want to sit? Because I have actually been asked before, do you want to sit with us? And I was like, no, it's fine. But you know what? See if anybody asks again. Yeah. I'll sit with you, get to know everybody, and then after the meal, I'll come and fucking draw you. But yeah, so, you know, draw caricatures whole night. Check out U-Tunes, Facebook page and Instagram, because all the pictures will be there of my caricatures. And that was that. So, really lovely wedding, bride and groom, beautiful. Everything was amazing. The guests were amazing. They all laughed at my jokes. What more could I ask for, eh? Well, there you go. So that was Friday, the 8th of November. And then, yes, the day before that was the 7th of November. And I was at a networking event in Telford, hosted by the lovely Naomi, who is a dance instructor, I think. Maybe that's the right word. I'm not too sure. And she has a business called Dancerella. So basically, so when the bride and the groom have their first dance, she teaches them dance moves and stuff like that. So whenever, you know, they have the first dance, then there's this whole sort of choreography type dance moves and stuff like that. So, I mean, you know, I can't dance for fucking shit. So, you know, if I ever get married, I'll definitely be using her service, I'll tell you that. But Naomi's a lovely girl, and she also has a speed dating company, I think. Or, you know, or she hosts speed dating events. I mean, I can't imagine me at a speed dating thing. If I was doing speed dating, right, I would have like a set of questions, like, you know, are your boobies both the same size, or is one bigger than the other and one hang lower than the other, you know? And, you know, do you have a hairy vagina?
Yes.
Okay, next. Why have you got an Adam's apple? Hey, Stacey, why have you got an Adam's apple?
I used to be a man.
Next! You know, that would be me. I would have like a certain set of questions. Do you have a set of balls?
No.
Tick. Do you have a hairy armpits?
No.
Tick. Do you have any financial issues?
No.
Tick.
I'm a Catholic.
Right, next! Oh, fucking hell. Sectarianism. So she runs a speed dating thing. And, you know, I'm not single, so I'll never be at one of them. And even if I was single, I don't think I would ever go to one. Like, awkward, maybe? I don't know. I've never been to one. I thought, like, speed dating was, like, some sort of an American thing. But there you go. yeah, and so the whole networking event was basically for creators. So people who like create stuff in the Shropshire area. So even though I live in Wales, but my business is actually based in England, and so it's based in Shropshire. So Naomi, I met her at a wedding fair. It was at Roxor Hotel, lovely venue, by the way. It's, Roxor Hotel, I think I mentioned them before. It's a really, really lovely venue, and it's basically where, if you like Roman times, like the Romans and stuff, the Roxor Hotel is definitely the venue for you, because it's like a Roman themed thing, because Rocksteady used to be a Roman city, and there's even like ruins and stuff where you can actually go and visit it. So yeah, Rocksteady Hotel is lovely, and I met her there at an open day. I remember just walking around speaking to the other suppliers and stuff, and I was just like, hi, yeah, and she was like, hi, and I drew her picture, that's what it was, and then we got talking, and then she just sent me a message, I think it was on Instagram or something, and she was like, I'm hosting this networking event, do you want to go to it? And I was like, am I free? Yes, I am free, yes, I'll go to it. That's me all over. I take everything that comes my way. If somebody says to me, are you free on this date? I don't care where I am the day before, where I am the day after, whether I'm going to get sleep or not. I look at the calendar. If I'm free, I'm there. Right? Take everything. That's exactly what I do. So I said, yeah, I'll go do it. And over the course of a few weeks, when she was planning it, she was saying to me about getting up on stage and talking about, you know, what I've been doing with the business and how I started it and, you know, what my plans are for the future and all this kind of stuff. And I was like, you know what? I'll do that. I'll stand up in front of everybody. Why not? So the day came, which was on the 7th, and I got there super early, like always. I'm always early. I'm either early or on time. Never fucking late. So I got there super, super early. I think it was like one of the first people to get there, to be honest. And they were setting up. And I was like, you know, had a chat with Naomi, and her mum was there, so I had a laugh with her. That was pretty funny, actually. And I actually managed to get to draw her mum. She was a bit reluctant, but I managed to, you know, wind her down, and I was like, you know, I think Naomi helped me a little bit there, but I managed to draw her mum, and yeah, it was pretty funny, her reaction and stuff. But yeah, so I was really early, and then you know, I hung around, and then it became time for Naomi to open the doors, and then everybody started coming in. She had me as one of the speakers. We also had I can't remember her name now. Fuck, I think it was Kelly. Could be something completely different, but she was the host, so she was you know, introducing me on the stage and that kind of thing. So you had her, and then we had a rapper called Trademark Blood. So anybody in the Birmingham area would probably know this guy, Trademark Blood. I'm actually thinking, because I've got his details, I might actually get him on to the podcast and have a chat, because one of my podcast ideas is like knife crime and stuff, and gangs and stuff like that. So I think he used to be in a gang, and then, you know, like the whole story, you know, grime artists and stuff. You know, I grew up in a rough area, you know, I was with gangs, and then I left the gangs, and then I turned to music and stuff like that. I know there's a lot of stories like that around, but they're all fascinating, and I would love to get him on and have a chat about, you know, what it was like when he, you know, growing up in the gangs and stuff, and then how music changed his life, basically. So I am going to message him, because he was actually speaking about starting up his own podcast, so I might get him on. I think that'll be a really good episode. We'll talk about like knife crime and stuff and all. That'd be fucking awesome. In fact, I'm going to actually message him after this. So yeah, so he went on and he was talking, and he actually did a bit of rapping, and fuck me, he's good, guys. Check him out, Trademark Blood. I think he'd done stuff for like Dizzy Rascal and stuff, he was saying. He opened for him and stuff, and he was, honestly, that guy can fucking rap. His lyrics, unreal. So yeah, so it was an absolute pleasure to get to see him perform, and, you know, get to chat to him as well. So we had him. We also had a girl called Missy O, who's a singer. She's really good, guy. Honestly, the voice, like, and her stage presence is fucking amazing. Like, I mean, I can't sing to save my life. Jesus Christ, I remember. I was driving down, this is a side note here, I was driving through Wales, and I was listening to Sia. So if anybody doesn't know who Sia is, she's the best fucking singer in the world, right? I'm going to do a podcast about her. I love Sia. I think her voice is amazing. Her songs are amazing. Nobody can fucking sing a song like her. And I remember driving through Wales, and the song came on the radio, and I turned it up, and I think it was a digital radio, because it cut out, because I went through like a dead area in Wales where there was no signal, and I had the fucking music up really loud, and I was singing away, and then I thought I was singing good, but because the music was so loud, and I'm singing to it, it almost makes me think that I'm singing really good. And then as soon as I fucking went through like these hill bits, I lost signal, and it instantly stopped, and all he hears me going, ah! I'm like, fuck, is that how I sing? But yeah, I cannot sing to save my life. So fair play to Macy. And do you know something? She knows, like, a lot about singing. Singing, because I said to her about, you know, whenever I sing, it hurts my throat. And she's like, that's because you're singing. She doesn't talk like that.
That's because you're singing from your neck. You should be, or your throat. You should be singing from your diaphragm.
And she was like, telling me about how your vocal cords vibrate and fucking all this. And she knows her shit. I was quite impressed. I was like, fucking yeah. There's more to, you know, singing than just fucking getting up and, you know, putting a mic to your fucking mouth and singing. But yeah, so fair play to her. She's going to be big in the future. I think she said she was, she's got an album coming out or something like that. Not too sure. But Macy O, she's been on like TV and stuff. And I think she's on like BBC or something. But check her out, guys. It's just Macy, so M-A-C-Y and then the O at the end. So I was giving a speech, them two were giving a speech, and then there was some guy with drums. I didn't even get this guy's name. It was like a last minute thing, and he came on. He was like a Caribbean like drummer. It looks like bongos, but there was only one of them, and it was big. So if you know your drums, you know what that is. But and I was actually the first one on stage. Now, I was sitting there, and we were all doing networking, and then next thing, the host went up. I'm so sorry, I forgot your name. I think it's Kelly. But she got up, and then she was like talking, and I was like, oh, fuck. I was like, I think she's going to call me on stage here. And she was like, okay, can we welcome Neil to the stage? And I was like, fuck. I got up, and I thought that she had a set of questions that she was going to ask me. And I got on the stage, and I just looked at her, and she just looked at me, and I looked around, and everyone was fucking looking at me, and I'm like, okay, I guess I'm on my own here. And before this all actually started, Naomi sent me, like, she was asking me, like, can you get a picture of me, with you doing your caricatures, and then we can make, like, a, you know, market and, like, put me on a fucking website and all that kind of stuff. And I was like, yeah, sure. I sent that to her, and she was like, can you do a little bio as well? So can you, like, write a little something about yourself as a caricature artist, and then we'll announce you like that. I got a bit of fucking paper, and I sat down. I was trying to write something down. I was like, do you know what? Fuck this. ChatGPT to the rescue. I fucking went on ChatGPT. I was calling ChatGPT, ChatGBT for a long time. Like, Charlie Bravo Tango. But it's actually Charlie Papa Tango. I just said to ChatGPT, I was like, can you fucking give me a bio as a character artist? And fuck, did she do it? Her fucking perfectly. I'm saying she, like, was an actual person. It did it perfectly. And then I sent it off to her, and then she actually introduced me on the stage using the ChatGPT thing. And I was like, I got on stage, and as soon as I stood there, and everyone was looking at me, the first thing that popped in my head was like, thanks for the introduction there. And then I was said something about, like, I used ChatGPT for that thing. And everyone started laughing. I was like, okay, here we go. And then, I just stood there. I thought I stood there for fucking ever. I think I was there for about 15 minutes. And I just give a little bit of insight about who I am, about the caricatures, my business, how long I've been going for, and then blah, blah, blah. And then I went into my whole, you know, I want to help you thing. So I was like, this is my advice, you know, sell cheap, sell more, make more money, get more experience and all that kind of good stuff. I should be a speaker about that. I think I might do that in the future. And, give dishing out loads of business advices for people. And it went down really well. Everybody was like, you know, came up to me after and was like, you know, when you said about this, yeah, what do you mean by that? And I was explaining this and I was explaining that. You know, I was telling people how to go, you know, if you've got a hobby, how to turn that into a full-time job, you know, all that good stuff. And, yeah, it went down really, really well. And then after I went up, then it was, I think Macy O was up next, and she did her singing. And then, what do you call him? Trademark Blood. He came up, started rapping again. Now, whenever I seen, like, the listings, like, who was getting up and talking and stuff, it was a guy called Trademark Joe. And I was thinking to myself, Trademark Blood. And I was like, what? Does he give advice on trademarks or something? I'm like, my business is trademarked. It was pretty easy. Do you need advice or something? Turns out Trademark was just his name, his stage name. But yeah. And then we were delighted with some Caribbean food, because it was like, the people who were hosting it were like half Caribbean. So it was like a lot of Caribbean people were there, and then a lot of white people, and it was sort of mixed together, which is nice to see. And I tell you something, right? See Caribbean people, see like Jamaicans and stuff. They're the fucking nicest people I've ever met. Like, they're so fucking friendly. It's unbelievable. And we had goat curry, right? Fucking a goat curry. I was thinking to myself, that's a fucking goat. You know, I've never ever looked at a goat and thought, you know, I'd fucking eat you. But I'll tell you something, see now, every fucking goat I see, it's like, you know, like a cartoon when somebody sees like a fucking zebra and it turns into like a steak. You know what I mean? That's basically the way I'm going to look at goats from now on, because goat, let me tell you, goat meat, fucking brilliant. It was lovely. And I was like dead skeptical about it before. I was like, I'm not going to fucking eat a goat. And then I had two bowls, like two fucking full bowls of it. It was so nice. The sauce and everything. I don't know what, it looked like beef curry, right? Same colour, brown, all that kind of stuff. The meat looks like beef. But when you bite into it, it's like fucking tender. It's like when you put a steak or whatever in a slow cooker, it just breaks apart. And that's what it's like. And yeah, so goat curry, two fucking thumbs up from me, let me tell you. I'm going to be fucking eating that shit. Anytime I see a Caribbean sort of food stall or something like that, I'm gonna buy some goat curry, because fucking nice it was. Yeah, and then, you know, after that, we just sort of kept chatting and until the end, and then, you know, that was it, basically. So a lot of business cards were swapped around, and fair play to Naomi. Like, you could tell she was just so happy, because it was a perfect event. She did it well. You know, I credit her for that. It was a brilliant event. I've been to network events, loads of them. And it was all like, you know, have one beer, have a little canapé, and talk about business stuff. But hers was like, fucking, there's a guy playing drums and, you know, somebody rapping, you know. It was brilliant. You know, I reckon people would have paid to go and see that kind of thing. And it wasn't just for, like, creators. The people that came to it, they were, like, people who are starting a business or want to start a business and, you know, all that kind of stuff. So it was for them. And, it was great to be part of that. So thanks, Naomi. And I think she's doing another one in January, so I'm looking forward to that. And if you're listening, Naomi, bring some fucking goat curry with you, all right? If you don't bring goat curry with you, I'm going home, right? But you've been warned. Okay, so yeah, that's what I've been up to recently, guys. There you go. I think it's about time we get stuck into the topic, shall we? And this is going to be a good one. If you are from the 80s, or even if you have a fucking, you know, a love for the 80s, like 80s style and stuff, this one is definitely going to be for you. So let's get fucking stuck into it, shall we? Let's get into it, guys. Play the fucking intro. So, I've been very fortunate to be born in the 80s. I was actually born smack bang right in the middle, 1985. Giving away my age here. For anybody listening, 39. And not only that, I was also smack bang in the year as well. Like, June. Like, the middle of the year, in the middle of the decade. That's when I was born. And actually, in the middle of the afternoon as well. Fuck me. That's only just occurring to me right now. Now, I don't mind telling everybody my age, because I'm 39, right? I'm still in my 30s. And when you're 39, you've only got like 1 year left of your 30s. So like, if somebody, you know, somebody asks me now, how old are you? I'm like, late 30s. You know, I say it with a smile. I'm in my late 30s. I've only got like, what, 8 months or whatever it is. Whatever. 8 months left. And then I can't say that anymore. So ask me now how old I am, right? But when it comes to next year, don't ask me, because I'll just fucking roundhouse kick you to the fucking head. Oh, I can imagine, right, next year me doing like a wedding or something, and then some kid comes up to me and goes like, you know, this kid's like, he's dead, you know, he's a little kid, he's got like a really oversized lollipop, you know, he's got a balloon in one hand, he's got little dungarees on, a little bow tie, and he comes up to me, excuse me, yes mate,
Are you Stewie from Stewie's Thoughts podcast?
Yeah, that's me, mate. Do you want my autograph, do you?
No, I've just got a question for you.
Go ahead, mate, fire away.
How old are you?
Next thing you know, whack, right out of nowhere, I fucking chin him. He goes down the ground, I start fucking left, right, left. Don't you ever fucking ask me how fucking old I am. No, we'll call him Timmy, right? Next thing you know, Timmy just gets up, runs to his mummy.
Mummy, mummy, that man just beat me up.
And then Timmy's mum, we'll call her Barbara. Barbara, who did it? Looks over and sees me. Hang on a second. Is that Stewie from Stewie's Dad's podcast? Yes. Why did he hit you, little Timmy?
Because I asked him how old he was.
Next thing you know, Barbara turns around, fuck, whack, starts fucking getting stuck into little Timmy, starts fucking knocking left, right. Why did you fucking ask him how old he is? And then all of a sudden, Timmy's just laying there on the ground, unconscious, face swelling up, you know, eye socket all fucking caved in. And that's not it for little Timmy. Next thing you know, Barbara rings up her sister, fucking Sandra. Sandra, get the fucking car. Bring it over here now. Why, what's up? Just bring the car. Next thing you know, fucking Sandra comes down in the fucking car. Barbara's standing there over like little Timmy, who's just laying on the ground, twitching like fuck, foaming at the mouth and stuff. Barbara walks up. Hang on, who's Barbara? Barbara's the mum. Sandra walks up. Sandra's like, what the fuck happened here? Barbara's like, you see that guy over there? And then Sandra's like, yeah, that's Stewie from Stewie's Thoughts podcast. Yeah, little Timmy asked how old he was. Next thing you know, fucking Sandra's, he what? Next thing you know, she's fucking, like, jumping on his head. Starts fucking kicking his head. How fucking dare you ask how old Stewie is, you fucking wanker. And then fucking little Timmy's mum starts fucking joining. I repeat what I said earlier. And poor little fucking Timmy's just lying there, unrecognisable. His face all fucked up. His big massive lollipop's been fucking broken to fucking loads of little pieces. His fucking little bow tie and his little dungarees just covered in fucking blood. This is so violent. This is a bit of comedy, guys. This didn't actually happen. This is just a bit of comedy. Fantasy comedy, I like to call it. Anyway, let's get back to little Timmy. So hang on, who's Sandra? I'm gonna have to write this down. So Sandra's the fucking Sandra's the auntie. Barbara's the mum, and then you got little Timmy, right? So where are we at here? So little Timmy's lying on the ground, he's fucked, unrecognisable. Sandra and fucking Barbara get little Timmy and fuck him into the car. You know, one of them like 7-seater family cars that, you know, has the sliding door. So fucking Sandra, next she starts fucking speeding off, and so you've got Sandra driving the fucking car. You've got Barbara, she's in the back with little fucking Timmy, got him in a fucking chokehold. How fucking dirty ass Stewie, how old he is. Next thing you know, they're driving past a fucking orphanage, and then fucking Barbara opens up the slide door and just fucks little Timmy out the fucking door while the fucking vehicle's moving, and then they just drive off in the distance, never to be seen again. And then little Timmy, he fucking hits the orphanage door so fucking hard it wakes up everybody in the orphanage. And then the fucking the lady who owns the orphanage comes up, opens the door and goes, what the fuck happened to you? Little Timmy's laying there, oh fucking, I asked Stewie from Stewie's Dad's podcast how old he was. And then next thing you know, the woman who owns the orphanage goes, hey, hold on a little second, son. She closes the door and comes back out a couple of minutes later with a fucking bread knife, starts fucking laying it into fucking little Timmy, starts stabbing the fuck out of fuck. Why fucking dare you ask how old Stewie is in the podcast? Next thing you know, fucking Timmy's just lying there bleeding out, wondering what the fuck's happening. And then the fucking orphanage woman just closes the door and just leaves Timmy there to die. And then Timmy's just, he just dies. Like, it takes him like about 8 hours. So, he doesn't even die of like loss of blood. It's like he dies with like pneumonia because it's so cold outside. Oh, this is so dark. And and then so little Timmy dies, and then he goes up to heaven, and then there's fucking God there, and God's like, Timmy, is that you?
Yes.
What the fuck happened to you? And he goes,
oh, I asked Stewie how old he was.
And then God's like, you mean Stewie from Stewie's Thoughts podcast? And he's like, yeah.
Yeah. I asked him how old he was.
And then God's like, do you know what? You're safe here. it's heaven, you know? We forgive you. Like, don't worry about it. And then God puts his arms around little Timmy. And then they sort of walk over to the pearly gates. And, you know, even though Timmy's dead and he's a ghost now, like, his injuries were so horrific. He fucking, even in heaven, he was still, like, limping and shit. And, like, his fingers and all were broken and stuff. And then God's like, you know, you shouldn't ask. You know, if you had asked Stewie a year ago when he was in his 30s how old he was, he would have told you politely. But you've done fucked up, kid. You asked him in his 40s how old he was. That's unfucking forgivable. And then he just fucking grabs little Timmy and just, you know, like a shot put, spins him around, just fucks him out of heaven, mate. Next thing you know, little Timmy's just falling down to the hell where he just spends eternity in, like, fucking, what's it, eternal dam or whatever you call it. So, and, you know, and he has to just live the rest of eternity being tortured by fucking, you know, listening to Britney Spears' album. Or Pete, no, that's, okay, that's gone too far. I was going to say something about Pete Daddy there. But that's what happened to little Timmy. Guys, if you're listening to this and you just got offended by that, then fucking listen to some other podcast, because that's my style of comedy. I like to call it fantasy comedy, where I just come up with some mad shit and just go really dark with it. But yeah, so that's, do you know something? I don't even know how I even started talking about that. Why did I even start? Oh yeah, because the 80s, I was born in the 80s, yeah, right, okay. That was a sidetrack and a half, that, wasn't it? But yeah, so I'm born bang on in the 80s. Now, I am super, super happy that I grew up at that time, right, from 80s onwards. And the reason for that is because, you know, I grew up watching Arnold Schwarzenegger, you know, Sylvester Stallone, or Sly, as you want to call him, you know, the football, like, the Alan Shearer days, you know, the glory Man United days. I'm not a Man United fan, but, you know, they were fucking Alex Ferguson, you know. I think people born in the 80s, you know, you got Terminator, you got, you know, all the music and the films, the TV programs, no phones, you know. Phones for me were just coming in, you know, in the 90s and stuff. I think I had a Nokia 5110, I think it is. Yeah. But, you know, growing up, like, I mean, I suppose that was more 90s, wasn't it? When I think about it. You know, because I was born in 85, so I was 5 by the time it was the 90s, and I can't really remember much before I was 7, I reckon. So, yeah, so I'll leave all that, because I am going to do another podcast where it's all going to be about the 90s. So, but yeah, so the 80s, right, I'm going to list off some amazing 80s movies, and I'm going to see if I can get some ones that's, that maybe you've forgotten about, and then I'm going to rank them out of 10, and let's see if you agree with me, right? So we got some pretty obvious ones here, right? So one of my all-time favourites, The Goonies, right? The Goonies, I mean, when was it out? Fuck me, it was out in 1985. There you go. So that's 39 years ago. Quick math. I mean, it says it all, doesn't it? The Goonies. Who hasn't fucking seen The Goonies? If you were born in the 80s and you haven't seen The Goonies, then what the fuck have you been doing all your life? You know? But The Goonies, that's definitely, how are we going to do this rank? So, number one being good, 10 being shit. The Goonies is definitely getting a number one for that one. E.T., to be honest with you, not my type of film. Maybe I just didn't like the look of the fucking thing. Look at him. He looks like a fucking, like a, what do you call him? Baldy cats. Like a sphinx cat with no ears. I mean, what the fuck does he do with that finger? E.T. phone home. Has he ever put that finger up his ass? E.T. stick finger up bum. I mean, at night time, you know, because it lights up. So, you know, if it was at night time and he got a little bit, you know, I'd like to stick my finger up my bum. At least, you know, he can see what he's doing. Because he could just, like, turn his light on. And then, you know, find his ass and then go, there's my bum. And stick it up his own ass. And then, like, you just see the stomach lighten up. But, yeah. So, there you go. So, E.T. It's like I only seen it once or twice, so I can't really comment too much on it, but I'm going to go straight down the middle. I'm going to go for a 5 for that one. The Breakfast Club, what even is that? That was out in 1985 as well. Never seen it. There's one there. Let me see. Labyrinth. Yep, definitely up there as one of my favourites as well. 1986, there you go. The girl that played... I don't know who the girl is, but she's been in... was Jennifer Connelly. She's been in something quite recently, actually, hasn't she? Labyrinth. Hulk, that's what it was. Yeah, 2000... Well, recently, 2003. But yeah, I mean, she still looks alright. How old is she? 53? Are you kidding? She's 53 and she still looks... She doesn't look too bad, to be honest. Obviously, David Bowie. Legend. We're going to go into music in a minute. But, yeah, so... Labyrinth, 100%, number one on the list. And then another one we got here, Lost Boys. I mean, who doesn't love that film? Fucking the theme tune and everything is class to that. Corey Feldman, love that guy. The Comeback King. And the Comeback King. I mean, sidetracking here, but... Yeah. I love Corey Feldman, but you can't help look at what he's been doing recently and think to yourself, mate, you're just copying Michael Jackson. Come on, be honest here. Like, you know, it's blatant to see. Now, not a lot of people know this, but he actually, people think that he's just really started doing music and stuff, and nobody has. He actually did music before he started doing the films. And, you know, he was good friends with Michael Jackson's. I listened to Corey Feldman's audiobook, The Choreography, I think it's called. And if you like 80s movies, like Stand By Me and all that kind of stuff, like, and you like Corey Feldman or Michael Jackson or anything like that, or if you watch The Two Coreys or something like that, I would definitely 100% recommend listening to Corey Feldman's audiobook. It's fucking amazing. He goes behind, like, talks about behind the scenes of, like, The Goonies and stuff and all. It's super awesome. I think I've listened to it 3 times. It's a really good audiobook. So if you're looking for an audiobook and you're stuck, Corey Feldman's Choreography, if you're into that kind of thing, you would fucking love it. But Lost Boys, yeah, absolutely fucking amazing film. That's again, number one. Ghostbusters, right? This is a bit of a controversial one because it's not getting a number one, right? I mean, I do like the Ghostbusters, but I don't love it, you know? I mentioned it a couple of podcasts ago. The second one's better than the first one. And to be honest, I don't even know why I don't really like it that much. Why it should be number one, you know, but personally, I'm going to give it a number three. That's what I think. And then you got, obviously, Back to the Future. Fucky number one. Every single Back to the Future, but 1, 2, and 3, they're straight up at number one, right? So these are all the main ones. Footloose, do you know what? Never fucking seen it. The Shining, Airplane. Yes, Airplane, definitely number one. When was that out? Fucking 1980, Jesus Christ. I was swimming around my dad's ball bag before that came out. Leslie Nielsen, I'm doing a whole fucking separate podcast about him because I absolutely love him. He's one of my favourite actors of all time. And then Stand By Me, Gremlins, they're all number ones. I mean, Stand By Me, right? So for anybody who doesn't know, this was in Corey Feldman's book, so I don't really want to spoil it, but basically, Stand By Me was... It was originally called The Body. So when you actually watch Stand By Me, so the next time you see it, or it's on TV or whatever, you'll see it at the very beginning. It'll be like based on a book, The Body. So originally it was called The Body, and then it was I think it was privately funded. And they got like halfway through filming, and then they were like, fuck, we've run out of money. We got no money to finish this film. So I believe they went to MGM, I think, or they went to some sort of fucking Paramount or, you know, 1M fuckers. And they went to them and were like, you know, we've got this thing. We're halfway through it. We think it's going to be a good movie. Can you fund it? And then I think it was MGM. I'm not too sure. And they were like, yeah, well, we like it. We like the whole thing, but we don't like the name The Body because it doesn't sound right. And then they were like, if we take this on, you're going to have to change the name. And then that's what they did. And they changed the name to Stand By Me. But there you go. So, and then Beetlejuice. Fuck, don't even get me started on the second one. Oh, for fuck's sake. Like, the first one, right? Absolutely amazing film. And then, I already ranted on this with the couples, the podcast I did with the missus, relationships. Basically, in a nutshell, Beetlejuice 1, fucking amazing. Beetlejuice 2, fucking shit. Right? Beetlejuice 1, number 1 on the list. And there we go. Beetlejuice 2, number fucking 10. In fact, number 11. And then you got, you know, Raiders of the Lost Ark. Indiana Jones, never really been into him. And the reason why is because he's got a fucking whip. Right? Like, I like people... Like, if you're going to be like a fucking Indiana Jones type guy, like James Bond or something, have a gun. Or even a knife. What the fuck do you need a whip for? And something like that, right, just instantly puts me off for some reason. Like, this guy's got a whip, alright? And he goes searching for treasure. I'm like, yeah, not my kind of movie. You know? If he had a sword or something, I probably would have watched it. But, yeah, you know, my thoughts, guys. My thoughts. But I'm not really much of an Indiana Jones person. Big, with Tom Hanks, good film. Little Shop of Horrors, right? I've got a funny thing about Little Shop of Horrors. So I remember watching Little Shop of Horrors when I was a child. And I loved it. I thought it was fun. You know, that big fucking feed me, Seymour. That thing that goes around eating people and shit. I loved that film. And when you actually look at Little Shop of Horrors, right? And you look at the artwork. So, the promotional banners. Or if you type in Little Shop of Horrors, it's going to give you like a picture. I'm looking at it now and it's cartoon-ish. It's got like horror words and all this kind of stuff. And I remember, like, I was thinking to myself, oh, fucking, I haven't seen that Little Shop of Horrors in such a long time. I'd love to watch that. Or, no, what happened was, I was flicking through, I think it was Netflix, and then something came up, and I was like, oh, there's that film I remember watching when I was a kid. The Shop of Horror things, with the fucking, the plant that eats people. So I started watching it, and I was, like, watching it, and I remember fucking about 10 minutes into the film, and I was like, why is there a fucking transvestite on a stage dancing? I can't fucking remember this when I was a kid. And then the more I watched it, the more fucking weird it got. Turns out, I was fucking watching the other thing, Rocky Horror Picture Show. And I was like, where's this fucking plant? Like, why is there a guy dressed as a woman, like, on stage? I can't remember this. I used to love this film. Why did I like this film? Turns out I was watching the wrong fucking movie. Right? But yeah, Little Shop of Horrors. I can't really remember it, to be honest, apart from, you know, I mean, is that other one I was talking about? Was that out in the fucking, in the 80s? But Little Shop of Horrors, I'll give out a 2, and then Rocky Horror Picture Show, that's getting a fucking, an 8. Karate Kid, boring, right? When you watch, all you have to do is watch Karate Kid 1, like once, that's it. You see all this remake they did with fucking Jackie Chan and stuff and all? I was like, we know what the story we know what the storyline's gonna be, right? He's gonna get his ass kicked throughout the whole fucking movie. At the end, he's gonna do something spectacular and win, right? And that's pretty much with them all, isn't it? And it's almost like football films and stuff, you know, like Bender, like Beckham, is that a film or program, whatever? Or like, you know, that Mighty Ducks. It's the same shit. It's like, you know, they struggle and then at the end they win. They end up winning, you know. That's why I was never really into sports films like that and all. But, like, even Karate Kid is, yeah. I watched the first one. Thought it was good. Would I watch it again? No. Would I watch the second? No. So that's getting there. I mean, first time watching it, so that's got to be something, isn't it? Right? So we'll give it a 7. Poltergeist, fucking, that girl died, didn't she? Not long after that one. Creaky. Not going to say much about that. We'll give it a 10, shall we? Dirty Dancing, fucking 2. Right? I'm a man. Right? Dirty Dancing is getting a big fat fucking 2. Right? It's a chick flick. I mean, what type of a man sits on his own and enjoys Dirty Dancing? Right? Who, a heterosexual male. I'm starting to sound like fucking, what's his name? Andrew Tate. If you're a heterosexual male, why are you watching Dirty Dancing? But if you're watching it with a missus and then it gets her horny and then you get a blowy at the end of it, then, you know. Then in that case, it's getting a number 10. Blues Brothers, fucking shite. Never really watched it, don't even know why. Sometimes I just instantly hate films. Star Wars, right? I've got a whole podcast about that. Platoon, yes, that's amazing. Let's see if I can get some Who Framed Roger Rabbit. Fucking that's a number 10. That's a number one. Number one on the list. Forgotten 80s movies. Let's see. What the fuck? I've never even heard half these. Forgotten 80s cinema. Right, let's see if we can get some gems here. I'm probably not going to know any. Square Dance, never heard of that. Dreamscape, not going to go for them all. I'm going to see if there's ones that I... The Legend of Billie Jean. I mean, that's got 12,000. So, does that ring a bell to anybody? Miracle Mile? Never heard of that. This one's got 25,000 likes. Night of the Comet? 1984? Anybody remember that? Night of the Comet? I mean, if it's got that much fucking likes, why is it forgotten? There's another one, 24. Young Sherlock Holmes, 1985. Fuck me, everything was out in 1985, wasn't it? This one's only got 641. The Electric Grandmother. Do you know something? I'm going to watch that. I'm going to fucking tell you what it's like. I'm going to watch that. That's my next movie. The Electric Grandmother. I like movies, right? That many people don't. I like fucking B-movies. I'm one of them weirdos, right? I can look past the bad acting and the bad fucking camera angles and shit like that. But when you actually watch films like that, it's... For some reason, I get like a joy and satisfaction after watching it. There was one, right? And I can't remember... Oh, fuck. Just ripped the headphones off my head. There's one B-movie I watched... And fucking, I absolutely loved it, right? And it was it was basically to do with, like, these people fucking, they go to some other planet or something, and then the planet is run by, like, frogs, but they're, like, humans, like, human-style frogs, like, fucking human bodies, but, like, frog heads. And it's so fucking bad. It's absolutely brilliant. I fucking love it. And speaking of films, right, let me see, I hope this is out in the 80s. Because this is one of my number one fucking films ever. Because if it's not in the 80s, I'm going to leave it to the next one. Whatever. It is out in the 80s, right? Bad Taste. Has anybody ever seen Bad Taste, right? It was out in 1987. And here's something, right, that's quite interesting. It's directed by Peter Jackson, right? Peter Jackson, who does, like, fucking, you know... what movies does he do? And he's actually in the movie as well. Lord of the Rings, that's the one. The Hobbits, you know, he's done all of these fucking movies. And I think it was Bad Taste was like his very first. He done Tintin, that's a fucking good movie as well. I think it was like his very first production movie or something like that. But Brain Dead, right? This film has been haunting me and my girlfriend Kirsty's relationship right from the very beginning, because I sat down and made her watch it. She only watched half of it, and then she fucking went upstairs. She was like, I'm not watching the rest of this. This is fucking shit. And I'm like, it's so shit. It's fucking amazing. Like, it's one of my favourite films of all time. Bad Taste. It's gory. You know, it's proper Peter Jackson, and the acting, again, is fucking bad. But New Zealand, I think he's from New Zealand. So it's all like, g'day mate, there's a fucking zombie walking around there, or something like that. But it's basically, the idea of the movie is like these aliens come down and they dress up as like humans. And then, you know, a group of humans fucking find out about them and then kill them and fucking do whatever, right? I don't want to spoil it for you. But it's gory. It's fucking hilarious. If you love Peter Jackson and you haven't watched this movie, then fucking shame on you, right? Because it's fucking awesome. And then the second one, it's out in 1983, but we'll talk about it anyway. It's called Brain Dead. So them two, right, Peter Jackson movies, I prefer them over any Lord of the Rings, right? And I mean, you think Lord of the Rings, the amount of money that was spent making them movies and the visuals and stuff and all is fucking amazing. I'm like, no, I'd rather watch Bad Taste, right? I've got a real weird taste when it comes to fucking movies. But I would definitely suggest anybody who likes movies and stuff, just give it a go. Try Listen, try watching some bad ones, and you never know, you might like them. And then, if you do like them, like I do, and what you do occasionally watch B movies, there's fucking millions of them out there, and you don't even have to pay for them either. Once you sort of get a taste for it, you know, if you're sick of this crisp, clean, fucking perfect acting and action and all this kind of stuff, if you want something that's fucking 80s or nostalgic or something that's so bad it's good, check B movies out, guys. Honestly, I'm hooked, right? I love it. My next movie, I'm actually seriously going to watch this, and it's and the reason why is because not many people like it, and then it's The Electric Grandmother, and I'm sure it's probably going to be on fucking YouTube because if it's that bad, but yeah, so so that's that. You know, that's the movies. Music wise, right? Let's see, 80s music. 80s music for me is definitely the era, the best era, the best decade for music, I'd say. I mean, you've got songs like Take On Me, 85, fuck me, 85 was a busy year. And then Michael Jackson, obviously. And then you've got Africa, these are all songs. When Doves Cry, oh yeah, fucking Prince. You know, I Want to Dance with Somebody, Whitney Houston, Like a Prayer, Madonna. You know, hang on a second, right? This proves, right? The 80s music, right, is way better than the fucking shit that's being played now. So I'm going to say, I'm going to see if there's a thing about this. If I can, what was the top 10 in the 80s on this date? I might have to put music in there somewhere. List of top 10 singles in the 1980s. Does it say, like, top 10 singles? It doesn't give you any. I'm trying to see if there's an exact. Oh, there is fucking exact dates. Alright. Hang on, 80. So what date are we on here? Fuck me, there's loads, right? It doesn't go down to. Oh, damn, it doesn't go right to the today's date. '80s, I don't know. But basically, if you were to fucking type in, like, 80s, fuck, right. I'll pause this a second. Okay, so I'm back. I've managed to find a website called officialcharts.com. And guess what, guys? You just literally type in the fucking, I'm going to put the link on Stu's Thoughts Podcast. So you could type in fucking any year and any date, and it will give you the charts that was on them days, right? So why do you keep fucking doing that? No, the ninth. I might not be able to do the ninth of. Oh right, okay. So it's the third to the ninth, right? This is the charts in 1985, right? This day, well, this week in 1985, number one, The Power of Love. The Power. Take On Me, Aha, Elton John, Nikita, whatever, A Good Heart, Trapped, Something About You, never heard that one, UB40, Don't Break My Heart, Madonna, Gambler, John Parr, never heard that one, St. Elm's, fucking, I don't know, Election Day, Arcadia, okay, so, but I mean, you've got, like, Shakin' Stevens, right, you got Shakin' Stevens, Madonna, Mick Jagger, you've got fucking Jennifer Rush, The Power of Love, you've got Aha, Elton John, you know, all these fucking mad names were in the charts this time in 1985, right? And then you go to this, then you go to today, right? Top 10 music chart, top 10 charts, right? Whatever. But, and then today, you've got Grace, I mean, am I getting old? Who the fuck is Gracie Abrahams? Abrahams? Don't know. Gigi Perez, never heard of him. Bruno Mars, I've heard of him. Gracie fucking Abrahams, whatever. She's again. Sabrina, never heard of her. She's on there twice. Teddy Swims? Huh? I mean, where are all these big names? I mean, holy fuck, like, every... Well, you got One Direction there, number 20, but, you know. Well, you got Billie Eilish, she's down there with... But there's Teddy Swims, Lady Gaga, but that's like a remake, is it? Die With A Smile? I don't know, I didn't even know she had a fucking new song out, but... I mean, yeah, okay, so you've got Lady Gaga, Billie Eilish and stuff, yeah, but, like, I mean, it's no 1980s music, is it? Let's be honest here. The 80s was the fucking pinnacle of movies. The 80s was the pinnacle of fucking songs. And my go-to, when I've got a digital radio in the office, and my go-to is Heart 80s. And, you know, and I could just let that run on for all, like, all day. And I wouldn't have to change the radio over once because I just love the sound of it. I mean, I don't even remember the 80s that much. But yet the 80s music for me is just, it's the fucking best. And not only that, the styles, the fucking, I mean, the mullets, everyone's bringing mullets back, aren't they? Let's see, 80s fucking fashion. I mean, you can't get away with that shit these days, like, can you? A lot of denim, a lot of fucking women wearing shell suits, the hair, Jesus Christ. Yeah, I mean, some of them looks pretty cool. There's going to be a lot of visuals on Stu's Thoughts Podcast Facebook page and Instagram, so if you want to have a check out in there, guys. Holy shit. Oh my God, this is definitely going up. Totally 80s fashion trends. There's a fucking hell. I don't even know what you call that. It's basically like a suit. So there's a black guy and a white guy, and one of them's wearing a headband. And one of them's wearing a suit that's like checkered and fucking... It's proper fucking 80s. And there's a parrot. A parrot on the black guy's shoulder. That's going on the fucking Stu's Thoughts Podcast. Fucking Facebook page. That is so mad, that. But yeah, the fashion. You know. I suppose that lets fucking everything down, doesn't it? Like, because who fucking walks around like that? I mean, fancy dress, yeah, but like... I mean, the hairstyles, even for the guys, fucking hell. The shell suits everywhere. And then, you know, the whole gym outfit, like the Mr. Motivator stuff, where they wear, like, what can only be described as, like, a fucking a bikini outside, or a swimsuit over the top of, like, leggings and stuff. I mean, yeah. But I suppose back in the days, you know, it was normal. But one of the things I think was pretty cool about the 80s as well is the technology. So, like, the way they thought the future was going to be. Now, a lot of the stuff that they thought did actually come true, didn't it? Like, I mean, is Total Recall, was Total Recall out? I don't know, but they were using, like, video calling in, like, 80s movies. And look at us now, we can fucking do it with our phone. so, yeah, I mean, a lot of the, you know, the technology back in the 80s, it must have been a wonderful time because, like, technology was really taking off. You know, the internet, you know, electronic devices, phones, wireless phones, you know. I remember, like, even growing up in the 90s, like, whenever I used to see, like, the first ever coloured fucking, you know, mobile phone, I was like, wow, got it, by the way. And, but, you know, back in them days, the digital future, they had this whole, you know, I think that's whenever all the ideas for, like, the flying cars and stuff started, wasn't it, I think? And, like, the robots, you know, and aliens and... Well, yeah, I would love to have been... I suppose, you know, I do love the 80s, right? And I suppose I probably would have been better if I was born in the 70s. So if I was born in 1975, then I would have been, you know, 10 and stuff, halfway. So I would have been 15 by the end of the 80s. So I probably would have enjoyed it better then. So, yeah... So I mean, five, what the fuck was I doing when I was five? Oh, I started school, so I was in primary school. So that was the 80s, fuck. Reminiscing, I need one of them harp things, you know, like, reminiscing. But there we go, so, I mean, I'm going to be doing a part two on this, because, I mean, it's a whole fucking decade. I'm not going to be able to talk about a whole decade within an hour, am I? So that's been this one. So I hope you all enjoyed this one. I did a bit of comedy there, so while I was doing it. And I think tomorrow or the next podcast, I'm going to do religion. And the reason why I'm going to do that is because I actually got into a bit of a, I wouldn't say an argument, but I got into a bit of a deep conversation with a religious person yesterday at the networking event, which prompted me to think, you know, she was basically trying to get me to believe in God, basically. And I didn't want to be rude to her because she was saying stuff like, oh, the Big Bang Theory, that, you know, it hasn't been proven. And I'm like, you're wrong there. The Big Bang Theory has actually been proven, and it's like 100% certain that it actually happened, you know? And there's lots of evidence to support it and stuff, but fuck me, and she was talking about all sorts of... I'll go into it in the next one. So the next one's going to be about religion, and that's going to be a controversial one, right? So anybody, you know, fuck me, I'm going to have to watch what I say because I don't want any fucking Muslims killing me or anything, do you know what I mean? So I'm not gonna mention certain things just for my own safety, but yeah, I'll take the next one. I'm going to do it tomorrow, and then I might just bring it out straight away because I want to start doing as many podcasts as possible. And to be honest, it's getting easier now. It's getting easier doing these. When I first started doing them, I was fucking editing as I went along, and it was taking me like 3 hours. I think I'm down to like hour and a half to do this one so far, which is fucking good. So it's only really been half an hour. I've really stopped and had to Google stuff and then stop and edit stuff out and say it again because I fucking said something stupid. But yeah, so there you go. There's my thoughts on the 80s. In the future, there is going to be one on the 90s, the noughties, the 2000s. And in the future, I want to do one about the future. And I'm also going to do a part two because this was, you know, there's lots of things that I haven't picked up on, like the Berlin Wall falling down, the Falklands War, you know. So there's not enough time to speak about fucking these and within a time frame. But there we go. So tomorrow I'm going to be speaking about religion. I'm going to give you my thoughts about that. And, you know, what I've been up to recently is going to be very short because it's literally going to be whatever happens tonight at this party. And then, you know, and then the rest is going to be about religion. So it might be a fucking really, you know, in-depth one. And yeah, so look forward to that, guys. So cheers for listening. Thank you very much. And don't forget to stick your finger up your own bum.